Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this week, we are going to talk about all the ways you can save a ton of money on amazing, high-quality products for your short-term rental. Before we get into that, let's start the show like we do each and every week, then sharing one of you and your short-term rentals because you're using our hashtag #STRShareSunday on the gram. We are finding you, and thank you for using it. So, Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing... Okay, this is a long one, so everybody just get ready. At Rose Hill Cottage Rappahannock. I'm going with it. I hope that's correct. And they are, I love this. Just listen to their description. They're cultivating a quintessentially Virginia home on the Rappahannock River and tending to its rose garden.
Ooh.
Believe me, you're going to get lost in it. There is so much attention to detail in this property. I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. They have what we like to call like... magic moments all through the house, small places that the guests will kind of just really appreciate the attention to detail in the design here. And the hosts have really just woven in what the river has to offer into the design of the home. So check them out. One of the things that I also, we talk about all the time, but you can book with them on Airbnb, you can book with them on Vrbo, you can also book direct. And they also have the host, she is a blogger. So you also have access to shopping her home, which is kind of woven into what our episode is today also. But just please check them out. Go give them some love and then maybe add them to your wish list for the upcoming months to go visit. But well done. Thanks for using the hashtag. And I just want you to pay attention to all the, like, there's like no detail that they have not paid attention to in every single room. So well done. And then Sarah, let's get on to the episode. Let's do this intro, but I want everybody to understand that, like, I think most of our listeners, this is probably...
they're going to be really excited about
this
one.
Let's all be honest. It's kind of like the most exciting fun. Obviously, your guest, but shopping for your property is like never gets old.
No. Especially our listeners, they get so excited about that process. It's not about doing it as quickly or as cheaply as possible. I know that all of you out there, because you guys DM us, you email us, you care so much about make putting a part of yourself into your short-term rental. And so the world is your oyster when it comes to finding those pieces that will help you do that. And so today on the show, we have Mark Hostovsky, who is the founder of Minoan. He started an all-in-one ordering platform that hosts can use to buy from over 160 brands at steep discounts and save the hassle of dealing with messy logistics. So we're talking tracking, customer service, etc. Minoan also helps you turn your short-term rental into a shoppable experience so that guests can order the items they love from their stay and you can make a little extra money from them doing so. So Mark, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
We are so excited to have you. That was a real quick intro to who you are and your extensive background in retail. So can you share with our listeners a little bit more about who you are and why and how you started Minoan?
Yeah, sure. So I started my career in retail at a company called Jet.com, which folks who are familiar with e-commerce,
I think we all saw the commercials, right?
Yeah.
You guys did a pretty big blitz on the commercials back in the day.
Yeah, we really did. And so eventually, I mean, that was a really interesting experience. I mean, I joined Jet. I really had no idea what was going on. I was like the 40th employee. And then a year later, the company went from no revenue to doing $80 million a month, which was crazy just to be on that ride. And then the founders sold that business to Walmart. I somewhat begrudgingly went over to Walmart to work on the business there. And that's when I really started working on like omni-channel retail. So I worked a lot on the website and e-commerce, and I worked a lot in Bentonville, sort of setting the modular in the stores, thinking about the aisles and the shelves. And just had this realization where I was like, you know, the best product experiences, they don't happen on screens the way they do in e-commerce, and they don't happen on shelves in aisles and stores. They happen in real moments of use in sort of these euphoric spaces. And I had an experience with my fiance. We're sort of boutique geeks. We love going to well-designed, fun properties. And so we were staying at a short-term rental in upstate New York, which was a yurt. And we just had this experience where we woke up. We're like, wow, that was like, we never sleep like that. What was this mattress? Well, you know, like ripped the sheets off the mattress. We were checking the linens for tags. And there were so many things that we really loved. We were living in New York City at the time. I'm not in New York anymore. And we had like no, you know, like most people living in New York, we had no counter space. And this was a yurt, right? I mean, so it was compact. And like the way that they had wall mounted the knife set, they had a lot of appliances that were mounted under cabinets and stuff. They just did such a good job. And so afterwards we emailed them like, hey, where'd you get all this stuff? And like, we want to buy it. And the host, she sent us a bunch of links. The retail nerd in me was like, wait a minute, these aren't even affiliate links. Like, you're not going to make any money on this. Like, you've created a moment of inspiration. We're going to buy this stuff. You should make money on this. Why aren't you? And she was like, oh, well, we'd love to, but like, we have our hands full running the property. You know, the thought of, and then they did set up affiliates, but they were like, it wasn't working. Like, we would get, like, guests would say, yeah, we ordered that. And then we would check our Commission Junction account and the money wouldn't be in there. And so, they're like, you know, we just didn't do it. I was like, well, do people ask about, you know, do you get people asking about the product? She was like, all the time, happens all the time. And I just had this moment where I was looking at, you know, my day job. I was like, man, brands are spending billions of dollars to get clicks, you know, to get some of these on Instagram, Facebook, or Google. And yet, like, these are real moments that are happening already billions of times a day, and hosts aren't getting credit for it, really. And so my journey with Minoan really started on the shoppable side. So helping these hosts, basically building like almost the Shopify of hosts. We're like, we'll take care of everything. You know, just tell us what you got. We'll build a shoppable experience. We'll manage all the logistics. And we still have a really slick sort of guest experience on that side. What we learned, well, over time as we were building this, we started having hosts who saw how slick sort of the guest experience was and the ordering. They're like, hey, could we also order stuff through you? We're like, sure, why not? You know, we've already built these pipes to hook up to all these brands. Why not just make that easier? And as we got into the details, you know, they're like, okay, like, here's all the stuff that we need to order to open a new, you know, I think it was like a 2-bedroom short-term rental. We're like, wait, there's 160 items on here. They're like, yeah. They're like, how are you ordering all this? It's like, oh, well, you know, you can see in the Google sheet. So these are all from Target. This stuff's from Amazon. You know, this stuff's from Article. This is from Crate and Barrel. This stuff's from Wayfair. And it was just this crazy moment where, you know, I got firsthand exposure to how much work goes into furnishing. And it is, you know, it's fun. Like, it's a great expression of creativity, like you're saying. But the fun part is sort of the selection and the designing, all the administrative work, you know, figuring out where is it, tracking, keeping track of everything across 20 different email addresses, like checking out in 20 different places. You know, that's less fun. And we had built technology, you know, to make that easier, to make the logistics, the administrative work easier. And so we sort of decided to, we still do the shoppable experiences. We have hundreds of those live, but as of, you know, recently, we really started to focus more on helping hosts with furnishing and ordering, with a focus on bringing broad exposure to a lot of brands. So, you know, you mentioned we're probably closer to 200 now, and we'll, you know, we keep adding new brands, and it's everyone from the big national brands like, you know, the OXOs, the Crate and Barrels, the Industry West, the West Elms, the Pottery Barn, down to fun sort of direct to consumer brands like a Blue Land or like an OXO. I guess OXO is not direct to consumer, but like a Caraway or Burrow for furniture. And we love it.
And
I think it's a lot of fun.
One thing that you didn't mention in all of that is you're ordering from all these places, and the price just keeps adding up like really quickly. Cause that is the fun part. Like I know everybody can understand that you have this list, you get super excited, you start trying to purchase everything. And then obviously, again, you're looking at multiple different sites. So you're trying to like keep this tally on another spreadsheet. And then all of it is at retail pricing too. So I think Manoan helping with those price breaks also is a huge part of it, because having the shoppable site, yes, that is great, but really, really hurts in the beginning when you're building out your short-term rental, because, you know, a lot of us only have a certain amount of budget available to us. So the more items that we can get that we desire in the beginning, we know that we're going to have that better guest experience. So that's why it's so important. And like, we'll let everybody know that's listening to the show. Sarah and I use Manoan, and everyone, I think most listeners know we're doing our first short-term rental together. And even before we had Mark on the show, we wanted to like, let's use this. Let's see. And Sarah does majority of all the ordering, and she's basically on online, what, multiple times a day, you think, for all the short-term rentals,
I'd say.
And the experience is there. Like, it's so nice to be able to go in and see every single thing. So let's walk through with people listening. Like, it's hard to kind of grasp what that even means. Like, so what can I order from West Elm? Can I order from OXO? Can I order from, can I do it all in this one shopping cart? And how is that even freaking possible, honestly?
Yeah, so it is possible. So what we've done is when you log into Manoan, we show you all the brands that we work with, and you can search and you can filter. And we have videos on our site that sort of give tutorials that walk you through this. And what we basically do is for each brand, we'll tell you the discount that we've negotiated with them for our partners. We give you a little bit more information about that brand, and then you can click a tile and it'll take you over to that brand's website. So it'll take you to article.com. And what we've built is a Chrome extension that basically allows you to, on article.com, browse as you would normally on their site. So look at items, select colors. And then once you get to the product configuration that you want, you know, let's say you found a sofa you really like, you can use the Manoan Chrome extension to grab the product information off of Article's website and bring it back to your Manoan portal in your Manoan cart. And so that's how we allow our hosts to shop from, you know, 20 different brands, but all in one cart and one checkout. And the reason why that's important, and what we've heard from hosts is, for the exact reasons you mentioned, is like, it's tough to keep track of budget across all these different sites, especially when you start thinking about shipping. Shipping's like the sneaky thing that adds up when you're ordering from a bunch of different sites. And so basically our hosts can add products from all of our brand partner websites, put it all in the Manoan cart. So they'll see items from Article, Industry West, Caraway, OXO, whoever. Then they'll click request quote, and our team goes out and does the math to figure out, okay, you know, this brand, this many items, this discount, when are these going to ship? So we can tell you, when should you expect this stuff to show up? How much will all this cost across all the websites, and how much are we saving you? And how much will shipping cost? You know, because there's details around, you know, crossing free shipping thresholds with different sites and stuff. And so we do all that math and then spit out a number to tell you, hey, for all these things you're ordering from these 10 different brands, here's how much, you know, here's how much it costs retail. Here's how much you're saving through Manoan. Here's how much shipping is going to cost. And here's the estimated delivery range. So it'll be delivered, you know, these items will be delivered between April 15th and April 21st, just to give our hosts a better sense of having all that information in one place. And are they staying on budget? Are they staying on time for the installation? And then once we return that quote, which we do within one business day, and you click checkout, once you pay, you can sit back and relax. And our ops team goes and routes the order. We're calling, you know, we'll wait on hold so you don't have to. We'll call these companies if we're noticing, like, wait a minute, the tracking, you know, initially this was promised to be delivered by the end of April. The tracking is showing it hasn't even shipped yet.
September. Like,
that's, yeah,
funny,
that's
not a red funny, flag. True.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's been brutal lately. And one of the right. things that's nice that we can do also is we'll flag when a brand is not, you know, I don't want to throw any brands under the bus, but right. when in our system, when we see like, okay, the last 50 orders from this brand, like 25 have been late or 30, we actually warn you in the cart and we'll say, you've ordered from a brand that historically has not been on time. Because what we want to make sure doesn't happen is that a host is waiting on an order from us and they have this go live date. And they're like, we need mattresses. You know, we can't host without mattresses or sofas. And so we're really focused on making sure that we're being as transparent as possible. But yeah, once you check out, we're handling all the admin and logistics. And you can get back, you know, the hosts and focus on hosting and leave sort of the messy administrative work to us.
And it's so cool because right now I'm setting up a few short-term rentals and I know that you allow us to put the address, like name the order. So I can go in and if, you know, I'm just kind of getting a recap of where I'm at with deliveries, I can go in and go to 123 Main Street. Okay, here's what's here. Yes, that makes sense. Okay, that's right. The coffee table isn't coming till then. And then I can go to 456 High Street and find out what's, you know what I mean? It's just a nice snapshot to help me keep my crazy life in order. So that organizational aspect too is really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were basically trying to take what we saw a lot of hosts doing in Google. Hosts are pretty organized. I mean, in my experience, like they have Google Sheets, they have a lot of information in there, but it's a lot to maintain and a lot to track. And so we're trying to just bring some smarter organizational tech to that. So that's stored in a platform where you can see, you know, the relevant data in the relevant spaces. But it's great to hear that you had a good experience.
And then Mark, if like, let's say, you know, 6 months from now, Annette and I bought another property and we're ready to start.
When we do.
And we were like, oh, you know what? I love the coffee table from 1234 Main Street. I can go to that. The historicals, will they remain on the Manoan site for us so we can go back and see where we got? Because if we can't remember where we got it from, we can, that'll help us remember.
Yeah. So you can see all your past orders and easily re-add stuff to the cart. What I'm really excited about. So we're actually launching our furnishing portal 2.0 at the end of the summer. And we're doing a lot with a new sort of concept around your space and your items, where there'll just be a place where all, you know, all these items sit and are visualized and you can easily re-add to cart, reorder, manage subscriptions for stuff like cleaning supplies. You know, the amount of times I've heard stories of hosts who are like running to Costco quickly before booking to grab this stuff. And so we really, you know, that's what informs how we design our products is we're just listening to our hosts constantly. And if they're like, yeah, we have big issues with cleaning supplies or outdoor furniture is one where we've had hosts who buy, wicker furniture and they're on the beach and like the salt water, the wind coming off the salt water beat up that wicker sofa really quickly. And so it really informs a lot of how we curate the experience and how we sort of design our technology.
So talk to me about Well, you just mentioned cleaning supplies and running to Costco. So you mentioned at the beginning some brands like Article, Pottery Barn, West Elm. Okay, great. Furniture's covered. That's awesome. But there are so many consumables and things that take running a short-term rental for the long haul. Does Minoan give us discounts on those sorts of things too?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a pretty good partnership with Public Goods, which has a nice broad assortment there. We've just finalized a partnership with Blue Land, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. They're a really cool eco-friendly company. Basically, their observation is like, you know, cleaning supplies are like 99% water and water is heavy and bulky and takes up a lot of space and it's expensive to ship. And so they've basically taken the concentrated cleaning supplies information, put it in these like tablets. And then you can add, they have the carrying case and stuff, and you add the water yourself. And so there's two benefits. One is it's more eco-friendly because you're not spending as much money on shipping and stuff. Two, it's a lot more cost-effective. And so we have a very strong discount with them. We're really excited to kick off with them. So another brand we're adding. But yeah, everything from, I mean, Crosley record players, speaker systems, lighting. You know, we work with Lumens and Y Lighting, which is a massive lighting manufacturer and retailer. Build.com is one of our partners. Build.com is sort of like the hardware store of the internet. And so all the fixtures and things you need. So we've really tried to cover just about everything. I mean, reed diffusers, like scents, and really thinking about sort of a sensory element. I mean, Holly, who's one of our property account managers, I think you guys have met, is also an interior designer. And so she does a lot of work with us in curating the brand selection and really thinking about like, what's the sensory experience when someone walks into a property and what are products that we can help hosts get really good discounts on that really sort of make the experience more euphoric. But pretty much everything, cookware, bathroom supplies, obviously tons of furniture, wall art, decor, pet-friendly products, work from home product. That's one thing that we've seen a lot of requests for. I think we've had, you know, there maybe been some hosts where guests come in and they're working from like a kitchen table for like a week. And it's like, not, you know, someone who has worked from a kitchen table, it can do a number on your back. And so we work with Branch, we work with Foley, which are two companies that make really good work from home. They make desk chairs, they make sit stand desks. So I could spend the whole podcast probably rambling on about different brands that we work with. But it's pretty broad assortment and coverage.
I just have like a selfish question I want to ask because I feel like it's finally happening that brands are recognizing like the host community and the power that they have to influence buyers. And we have such a huge buying power. Has that been easy for you to kind of like an easy sell for you to talk to brands about? Because I just kind of want to give all of our listeners, like, we are this growing group of like, like Sarah and I used to talk all the time, like she's an interior designer. She was a stager. So there was like these staging discounts and interior design. So that was like kind of understood that they would have trade discounts. And now it's like, no, we're professional hosts. We deserve to be a part of those discounts that are out there. How do you position yourself? Is that an easy sell now that
oh my
hosting
gosh.
Is legit, I guess?
Yeah. I wish you guys could hear me pitch these brands. And there's a reason why. I mean, we have a very high hit rate. I mean, if we talk to a brand, there's like a 95% chance we're going to sign them up with a good discount. I think it's so much. I mean, there's a massive community of hosts and there's a really interesting a graph that was just published a week ago that shows it's in the short-term rental space. It's only really looking at Airbnb, but it's comparing the number of listings on Airbnb versus the number of hotel rooms from Marriott, Hilton, Choice. And the Airbnb number is much higher. And not only that, it's not even an apples to apples comparison because you're looking at like the Airbnbs, those are listings. So if a listing is like a 4-bedroom, I mean, some of these are like 7-8-bedroom homes.
Right.
You can't compare that to a hotel room. That's like 8 hotel rooms. And so it's a massive community. And so I'm really passionate about, I'm very passionate about making sure that these businesses get the discounts that they should have. Like, I don't think a host should ever pay retail for anything ever again.
Oh, quote, ever. Wait, we got a timestamp.
Write that down.
Make sure this is, we can put this everywhere.
it's a business. So there's two reasons why. One, it's a business and that alone means you're entitled to some sort of discount. But the other reason, and this is what I really, when I'm talking to brands, I really hammer on, is going back to what I said earlier. It's like, if you're paying $7 for a click on Google, which lasts 2 seconds, what is it worth to have someone come in and actually use your product over the course of 3 or 4 days in a stay? Mm-hmm. The click is worth $7. I mean, that's got to be worth a hell of a lot more than that.
Right.
And that's where, you know, it's sort of combining the two. So the purchasing power, as the network gets bigger, you always get sort of economies of scale in retail. So the more volume you can drive, the better discounts you can get. But the other lever that we push hard is it's not just the sale. It's the actual exposure to the end consumers in these spaces that are incredibly well designed. Like that's what's really, really valuable. And that's how we sort of connect the furnishing side of our business and helping hosts buy products that deliver these euphoric experiences to the shoppability element, which is like if a guest is staying and really loves the Fellow tea kettle, which are beautiful. We sell a ton of those. These like nice gooseneck mm-hmm. tea kettles, which guests do love. It just sort of reinforces it. Where for Fellow, it's like, you know, not only are you in this space, you're getting 200 guests a year who are using mm-hmm. this. And that's where I don't want to spend too much time talking about the retail side things, but the value of attention. I mean, if you look at Google and Facebook, two of the most valuable companies in the world, it's like 85% of Google's revenue comes from advertising and like 98% of Facebook's, maybe like 95%. Two of the most valuable companies in the world. You know, and like, I would say that attention is not that great. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you see an ad for a second, it's like, oh, okay, you know, we're charging for that. Like, these are real moments that are so valuable for brands, particularly brands that make high quality products. And so I guess you're getting a little taste of it now, but when I'm really passionate, like when I'm talking to these brands, it's like, you will be remiss not mm-hmm. to be in these spaces. There's like, it's a no-brainer. And what we really push them on is don't get greedy on the margin selling into these properties. That's like, you know, we don't need you to lose money, but that's not where you make money when the guest uses this incredible product, you know, uses an Apple TV or uses a Fellow tea kettle and then buys one. Because there's lots of moments of inspiration that are occurring in these spaces going back to sort of what inspired me to start the company.
And it can almost be like like a whole nother level of souvenirs of like you're saying, like the Crosley record player. Like you were like, oh, the cabin that I stayed in when I got engaged or whatever had that Crosley, you know, record player, whatever. Like there's moments like that that you could bring. It's a different type of souvenir that you're potentially able to bring home to and enjoy on a daily basis instead of like, well, I love magnets, but the random magnet or like, you know, whatever, the t-shirt that you can have something that you use every day to remember those spots too.
I want to drive home the point even more of, you know, the listings versus hotel. And listeners, it's not the big short-term rental operators we're talking about. It is you, the independent host. It is you who, you know, owns or operates under 50 properties. You are the one who make up this huge industry of listings. And so you deserve to never pay retail again, right? Mm-hmm. So what Minoan's doing is bringing us all together so we can have this buying power. And that's really powerful. And I think it's great for listeners to know too, Mark, that you are championing for us for these better discounts. Because I will tell you, you know, I've been in the trades, both construction and design for a long time. And when I saw these discounts, I was like, these are better than what I get as a stager or, you know, any of our flips. Like these are awesome. So Mark, okay, all our listeners want to know, are they all eligible for Minoan? Like, what is it? What is the cost of getting into Minoan, or how do they participate?
Yeah, so there's no cost of getting into Minoan. We're big believers in being accessible, and so we're really passionate about this. We do have an application process, and so we're really looking for. There's a whole spectrum of hosts, just like there is in hospitality. And what we're really looking for is hosts who enjoy the design element, are focused on creating euphoric experiences, and are investing in designing a really nice home, which has its own benefits in terms of increased ADR and I know we were talking about this earlier, but Loma Homes and Jeff Brown, I think, is like on this spectrum where it's like, you know, totally kitted out bedrooms that are incredible. And then there's the other end of the spectrum, which is people who are really viewing it purely as investment property. And they're not really focused on, it's like, we're going to just throw furniture in there, the bare minimum, you know, it's like a crash pad. And so what we're looking for is really hosts that are on, you know, I think Loma is like the extreme, like, but anyone who's sort of in the middle and up who really takes the design seriously. And
yeah,
I think it like enjoys, we are boutique geeks, we retail geeks. We have so much fun working with hosts and seeing what they're buying and how they're setting stuff up. And we're always asking for pictures like, hey, what did this end up looking like when you got it all installed? So there is an application process. You can go to MinoanExperience.com, click on join us. We just ask for a little information about the property, links to the property if the listing is available, or just details if it's not being built, so we can get a sense of what your approach to managing this property will be. And we're slowly applying, or we're so slowly accepting more and more hosts into the ecosystem. But yeah, so we're really focused on sort of a very core type of host. And just driving, we're being very thoughtful about, especially in the early days, we're a young company. So making sure we're getting the right host early on. And then, you know, down the road, we can open up, certainly open the floodgates up more, but focused on getting the right. And which I think, you know, just as someone who's a fan of Thanks for Visiting and sort of familiar with people you bring onto the show and the type of hosts you work with, I think there's certainly great alignment. You know, anyone who's taking their listing this seriously and listening to people like you, I think would be a good fit for us.
Yeah, that's what our hope is. I mean, I think everybody knows we're anti heads in beds, and like, this isn't a get rich quick.
We're the long
know,
game.
Yeah, let's like
over here,
you know, open up a bunch and see how much money we can make, and then just flip it into something else. So I think, yeah, I mean, Sarah and I, that's just what we encounter every single day. I mean, even though I like our STR share Sundays, we just see that people care, you know, it's like, and they care. It's not just they care about their investment. They really are invested in that elevated reciprocity and making sure that that guest is having an amazing stay. And I think let's just make sure that all the listeners understand too, that if they are accepted, when they're accepted, like this isn't just like when you just open up. You know, this is stuff that, like, I know Sarah and I already have our property 2.0 wish list.
We have phase two wish list.
We have phase two already, like, on there, our wish list. So that's what I encourage, Sarah and I always encourage listeners to do too, is set back some of your earnings quarterly, some of your profits to either
level up
or, you know, maybe you didn't get a commercial grade or something like that was at the highest level that you wanted to get when you first opened. We always encourage our listeners, have that 2.0 list ready and always be saving for either something to up level or for replacement or whatever that may be. And I think I just want to get that message out there, because listeners, this isn't you shop for your place one time and you're done. It doesn't happen like that. And your guests are going to give you some recommendations, hopefully, on maybe some things that could be added, or you're just going to want to up level as time goes on. And so we just want you to keep that in mind, that shopping is not a one-time deal. So if you're listening to this episode and you're like, oh, my place is designed, bummer, I like kind of missed out on that, I would still encourage you to think about, oh, wait, but what's my 2.0 list? What brands are on there, and see if there might be a fit there. Because now maybe if you furnished it and you didn't have any discounts the first round, maybe that second round, your 2.0 is, you know, closer on the horizon than you had anticipated, because there are some discounts that are available to you. So I don't want you to feel like, oh, dang, I missed out. I just bought my 20 grand worth of furnishings retail. There's still, you know, still potentially savings for you in the future. And if hopefully maybe you'll have another property that's, you know, yeah, on the horizon also, not just the 2.0 version of your current one.
Mark, we talked to a lot of our hosts about ways to, once they get a booking, you know, how can we maximize that stay? And I don't mean it to sound like we're going to like squeeze every last dollar out of our guests, but to really maximize that stay and not feel like once we're booked at 100% occupancy, that's it. That's what you're making this year. And so you mentioned Minoan allows our hosts to essentially sell what the guests fall in love with. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that process and any ideas that you've seen hosts use in order to magnify these thoughtful purchases to their guests and let them know that these are shoppable. You can have this, you can bring this home.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's sort of, you know, what we believe at our core is that very valuable moments are being created within these spaces between people and products. And so if you believe that, there's kind of two levels to it. One is that you need to believe that these spaces should be paying way less than they're currently paying for the stuff they're putting into these properties. And the other thing that we believe is they should be able to monetize. If they're creating true moments of inspiration in these spaces, they should make money off that. Just like there's a $10 billion affiliates industry online, you know? And so the way that works is, you know, when people furnish or host furnish through Manon, we know exactly what products they have. And so we'll ask them to assign those products to, so it's like, what's in bedroom one? What's in bedroom two? What's in the bathroom? And so they kind of map the products to the rooms within the home. And then we have this templatized shoppable experience that looks really nice, that has a ton of lifestyle imagery of the property and is sort of layering in these cool products and brands. And we can share an example with your listeners, I think maybe in the show notes or something.
Yep, absolutely.
For sure.
And what we do is we're really thoughtful about, again, we really focus on working with high-end, well-designed properties. And so with this shoppable experience, you want to strike this balancing act of like not NASCARing the space. You don't want like price tags hanging from everything. We really want to be present, but not overwhelming. And so we've designed these nice sort of like tasteful cards that'll sit somewhere in the property that say found something you like or curated amenities. We don't use retail triggering words. Like, so we don't say like add to cart. We don't say buy. We say shop. You know, shop is more exploratory. We'll say discover or try stuff out. Because it really is, it's even from the guest perspective, it's fun. Like you get to try products in an environment that's relevant. There's no salesperson over your shoulder. It's not a screen where you're trying to figure out if this is a good product through images. You're actually using it. And so having a whole experience sort of designed and curated around that is something we're really excited about. How does that now connect back to different ways you can a host can monetize your space? It transforms the economics of your property. Because traditionally, you'll view everything you buy from furnishing as a cost center. So it's like, okay, well, I got to buy these mattresses. You know, I need mattresses. And then I buy them and then it's a cost and then it depreciates and then it depreciates and then I got to buy a new one. But in the Manon model, when you layer in the shoppable element, actually every single thing in the home now has the potential to be a revenue generating asset. So it's like, if you bought these mattresses, you know, let's say you get 60% off your mattress. And then every time a guest buys a mattress, you're getting a 10% commission off of retail. That basically means if you sell four mattresses, it has paid for itself. And then if you sell five, six, seven, anything more than that, it's a net profitable asset in your home. That becomes really interesting because it transforms the economy. It creates this little flywheel where then you can invest more in your homes, drive a higher ADR, create better experiences. And so one way, of course, is by making the property shoppable, you can sort of offset the cost center of actually acquiring and furnishing the space. The other thing that we're doing, we're like in the early stages of collecting this data, is actually trying to draw correlations between specific amenities and products and what you can charge, your ADR. Mm-hmm. And people have done this for like, you know, we work with some properties in the Hamptons that are very, very nice. And they've done, you know, an Airbnb, I think, even has done this analysis when it comes to things like tennis courts or pools or hot tubs. Like they know, like if you have a hot tub, like that means, you know, you can charge this much more. No one's done that with like Dyson hair dryers or Purple mattresses or specific electric, you know, Sonos speakers. And so that's what we're really interested in because, and we don't have this data now, but we're collecting it because we're looking at things on both sides and we're looking at the furnishing and the consumer side. And because if the math shows, if we're like, well, wait a minute, actually hosts who buy Dyson hair dryers, even at a discount, those are expensive.
Yes.
But if there's math that shows that, well, having a Dyson hair dryer actually, you know, allows you to charge 10, 15 bucks more a night and you do the math, it's like that hair dryer is going to pay for itself in like a month. And then after that, you're just able to justify this higher price. Why is that interesting? Because that's part of the strategy with like SoulCycle and Equinox. I lived in New York for many years, so I'm looking at that. But like these brands, they charge such a high amount. You know, if you look at like the per class amount, it's like $30, $40. Yeah. But it's because they have all these touch points that when you go in there, it's like, wow, really nice hairdress. Wow, Kiehl's soap and shampoo. And so there's evidence. And it's also like, what's the difference between a Ritz-Carlton and like a Comfort Inn? The rooms are about the same size.
Right.
You know, it's the investment in that space. And also going back to what you said earlier, Annette, these high-end hotels are refreshing the rooms constantly. You know, you could walk into, I don't want to pick on hotels. You could walk into a hotel. Everyone's done this. You walk into a hotel and they have like the iPhone charger from like 2011. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. No one has this on the alarm clock or something. Right. You know, that doesn't happen in high-end consumer experiences. They're really like obsessed with keeping the experience up to date, reinvesting. That helps them justify the higher AER or ADR, which generates more profits, which allows them to reinvest more into the business. And so what we're really trying to do, we know there's magic in that. And so what we're trying to do is cobble together the pieces and share that with hosts so they can make more informed decisions around how they should furnish their space. That was a very long-winded.
No, that was
probably
so,
over-answered that.
No, this is like triggering things in, I know I can, Sarah's eyes are lighting up too. This is like triggering in us because these are the things that sometimes you just get busy with the day to day and you forget that like vacation, or not even vacation, let's say it's work from home now, or just going to that graduation or going to that wedding. Like those are like, those are moments where people are, when they're spending that hard-earned money, like they want kind of this aspirational stay. Like a lot of times we don't want to stay at something that we experience on a daily basis. Like if we're going to pay for an overnight stay, we want to have it elevated. So how can we elevate that? Is it with the soaps and shampoos? Is it with the hair dryer? Like what are those other moments that we can weave in where someone really feels like this space is amazing? And I think it's sometimes we get so used to like in the grind of things, but all of the stuff that you're bringing up is like, if we can take a step back and again, run our property like a business, is like, what would the CEO, what would the marketing officer, what would the CFO, like sitting down, looking at the property, every room, let's dig in a little deeper and run that room as a business. And like, how can our guests have a better experience in it? So no, it's fascinating.
Well, I was thinking how win-win this is, Mark, right? So yes, the brands win because they are tapped into our large community. We win because we are proud of these amazing pieces that we're putting in our places. They will most likely last longer. It's less shopping in the long term for us. And we love that. But it's also a win for our guests because of all those things Annette just said. So the win-win-win is amazing. I do really want to quick have a vocabulary rundown. ADR, average daily rate. Okay, listeners.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay, Mark. And then actually, Mark, you might be you'll be more eloquent with explaining this. Can you explain for anyone who may not understand what an affiliate program is or what an affiliate is for brands? Can you please share that with anyone who may not know
so
yet?
So affiliates online are basically a way for brands to pay people who are driving sales to them. So like the best example, or maybe the easiest example of like how affiliates would work. So if you go on like a BuzzFeed article or the Wirecutter and they're like top 10 headphones, you know, the headphone ranking,
right?
They link to the headphone. Maybe it's on Amazon. Maybe it's probably on Amazon, to be honest.
Right.
They have an Amazon or any, you know, wherever they're buying, Best Buy, whatever. That link is an affiliate link, which means there's technology that lives within that link that is telling Amazon, hey, this headphone that we just sold came from somebody who clicked on the BuzzFeed article. And then there's an agreement on the back end where Amazon's like, okay, here, I'm giving you 3% of the revenue I just earned from that headset because you drove the traffic to me and you drove the sale. So this idea of brands paying partners who help them drive sales is super prevalent. You know, it's all throughout retail. And it's just not something that hosts have tapped into, even though I think those are the most valuable. Like yeah. that is the most valuable sort of experience that they could deliver. But that's how the affiliate stuff works. Similar to like influencers, when influencers are representing a product, there's a link. They're usually getting paid commissions off any sales that are driven through that link. And that's being done through affiliates.
And the important thing to know to listeners is the consumer doesn't pay more to click on that affiliate link. So it's not like we're gouging the consumer as hosts who have affiliate links towards the item that the guest tried out, love, wants to buy and bring home. Mm-hmm. So it just goes back to that win-win-win model that Annette and I champion so much within our industry. Like, it doesn't have to be this thing where it's just about the hosts and them making as much money as possible and leaving the guest to sleep on cardboard and, you know, a couch that may or may not have bed bugs from the side of the road. You know what I mean? Like, might be one of my most passionate, you know, soapboxes that I stand on. So I just really love that you're allowing hosts who make this huge, a lot of our listeners are owner operators. And so they buy this property that took a mountain. Mm-hmm. And so this is a really great way for them to have this break that they really deserve. Mark, is there anything else that we haven't touched on about the Minoan experience that you want to make sure our listeners know about?
I don't know. I feel like this is a very comprehensive conversation, which time flew by. I really enjoyed it. I don't think there's anything else. I think we love talking to hosts. We love working with hosts. And so, if anyone wants to learn more, I'd encourage them to go to MinoanExperience.com, click join us and apply. We have a great team of property facing, basically interior designers and folks that have worked with property managers in the past that do a lot of one-on-one consultation, really get to understand your property, can even make brand recommendations. And so, we'd love to hear from folks who are interested.
Awesome.
And listeners, we do not take lightly who we bring on to the show and introduce their products to you. We know the Minoan team. We've been working with them. It really is a fun experience, an easy experience. It blew me out of the water, the shopping experience, how all in one, ask Annette. I'm like, oh my gosh, so this is all on just this page. Like, I can see all of my purchases and I didn't have to create it myself. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So Mark, thank you and your team for everything you're doing. We cannot wait to see what Minoan brings to the table next. Listeners, check out our show notes. It will be chock full of information about Minoan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll get a bunch of different examples from Mark, not just of Minoan, but some other hosts that use Minoan for the shoppable experience. And we're also going to get that graph from you too. So
yeah, I can send you that. There's also interesting. There's also, you talk about running the property like a business. When you look at overall hospitality data, and I think it's important to look at that because the reality is like hosts are, whether or not they view themselves as hospitality professionals, like you're bringing people into a space that you've created an experience. Yeah. When you look at hospitality and you pull back, all of the growth is in this boutique segment, which is curated experiences, a little more high end, but it's really euphoric and memorable. And even in the short-term rental side of things, like when you hear Brian Chesky talk about the listings that are doing really, really well on the platform Airbnb, it's these really unique, well-designed, exciting, euphoric spaces. And so the reason why I brought that up is because there's also interesting data there that we've looked at that we can share. And it's why we focus on the hosts that are aspirational and want to create that sort of experience. Because I really think that's where there's clear data showing that's ultimately what travelers want and get excited about. And so that's sort of connected to the growth of Airbnb. But yes, I'll make sure I share that graph out well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for your time. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.